Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out.
Kid, I'm going to tell you an incredible story.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Expecto Patronum!
I am no Jedi.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Assemble.
No! We'll talk about how awesome Pedro Pascal is.
He is pretty awesome.
Dude, if you get a chance, please watch some of his SNL skits. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I will. I will. I just haven't got to yet.
There's a few of them he broke character, and dude, it just makes it, I think, 100 times better. They're so funny. Watch the Mario trailer if you get a chance.
That one came up on my YouTube feed today, and I almost clicked on it, but was busy, but I will make
tell
sure
me,
to watch
okay.
it. It looks
like
hilarious.
Look past the humor and the jokes and tell me you don't actually want to see it. And I'm partially sure that's why it keeps popping up, because people are like, wait a minute. But make it.
He just kind of looks like Mario, right?
He looks like Mario. He goes, there's a part in the trailer where like they've introduced Toad, and they're in their like carts or whatever. And Bowser like, you know, releases the red turd or the red shell, and Pedro Pascal's like, he's like, move, Toad. He's like, you can make it. And Toad just looks over at him and he says, no, Mario, it's a red one, and just puts his hands up and just accepts it.
It's a red one.
Listen, oh, you can dodge a red turtle shell if you're good at Mario Kart. All you gotta do, you gotta drift. You gotta drift. All right, here's the skill, because you probably don't know how. You gotta drift, and then as you're drifting, your boost starts to increase, and then you boost right before the red turtle shell hits you, and then it'll go right past. Or
I don't.
If you have a green turtle shell or like a banana, you just drop it behind you right before it gets to you, and it runs into that instead.
The way you said that makes it sound like you are just the best Mario Kart player I should have ever met.
No, I'm not.
Okay. At least you're humble. I appreciate
My brother
that.
Probably is, though.
His wedding reception we were at, and he literally just like came. We saw him. I don't know if you remember this. He came out. I didn't realize he was gone. There's just so many people and so much stuff going on, because this was at his his wife's parents' house. And he goes, yeah, I was just inside playing Mario Kart.
Yep, that happened at his wedding reception.
That definitely happened. Shout out, Jason. You've beautiful.
Somehow
man.
He got a shout out here.
Oh, we officially started this podcast. It started on a Mario Kart note. That's how we're rolling into this.
Welcome to the Carbonite Crew. Tyler, tell everybody why we're here today.
Yeah, so it's been a hot second since we have released a podcast episode. We've been mainly focusing on our YouTube channel, so please go check it out. If you haven't already, go like the videos, subscribe, do all that fun stuff, because we're really, really hoping to make an impact in the YouTube world, or, you know, make our mark there in the Star Wars community, in the pop culture community, really, on YouTube. But enough of that. The reason we are here today is because the time is upon us already for Star Wars Podcast Day 2023, the third annual Star Wars Podcast Day. We've participated the last 2 years. We've had a blast. I cannot thank Daniel enough. Please go find him on the Star Wars Podcast Day Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. Go give him a thanks. There's been so many shows that have participated in this the last few years, and I'm so excited that we've been able to be a part of it all 3 years. And this should be hopefully a really good one. It's number 3, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. So, I mean, that's our favorite movie here. We love it. Today is Tuesday, February 7th, and the reason we actually chose, or I should say Daniel chose this day, for Star Wars Podcast Day is because it's actually the 24th anniversary of Jedi Talk. Jedi Talk is a Star Wars podcast, and it was actually the first Star Wars related podcast that premiered on February 7th. Now, if you're curious, the year, that year would be 1999. Quite a bit of time.
Yeah, no kidding.
24 years ago. I didn't know podcasts were a thing back then. Obviously, I was like five, so clearly I didn't.
There's six podcasts in existence back then.
There had to be. I don't know how they were being released. Like, I remember growing up in the early 2000s, and the internet was, as amazing as it seemed, was nothing compared to what it is now. So I don't even know how they were releasing.
They were recording it on like floppy disks and sending them in the mail.
The best part about what you just said is there is a huge part of our audience right now that has no idea the words that came out of your mouth.
I know. Floppy disk? What does that mean? It's funny because like I never used one. I just know what they are. Same. Right? Like, but I've never
actually... I sucked one in the computer one time. That was about it. I don't know how it worked. Was it like a USB where you drag and drop things? Or I don't know if you could drag and drop.
I don't think it was that sophisticated, but I'm not really sure.
I don't know, but regardless, go look it up if you don't know what it is. actually, one of my coworkers, bless her, she's the best. I had this epiphany the other day because she's younger than I am, and I don't feel like I'm very old, but I am. We are, apparently. And she was born back in 2003, and it dawned on me that she's the same age as Pirates of the Caribbean. And I'm like, you've lived your whole life with Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, it just it's boggles my mind.
What a weird thing to notice.
It is very weird to notice, but nonetheless, I noticed it. And time is relative and makes no sense to me. You're
gonna have coworkers soon that are younger than Revenge of the Sith.
Stop it! Stop! Don't. Like to put this into perspective, when my coworker was born, Jedi Talk had been out for almost 4 years. Star Wars podcasting has been around longer. So, full circle there, folks. Full circle. No, I'm happy we're doing this. And this felt like a great reason to jump back on to the podcast platform for a hot second. And before we got on, we were talking about how we had no idea how to do this anymore. I believe the sentence was actually, we can do this. Let's just do this. We're professionals. Followed by, I have no idea what I'm doing. I did not know how to plug in my microphone, anything. So I did. I just, that was an exaggeration. But yeah, it's
also the term professional, the very loosely used by us.
Oh, very loosely. And it's fitting, I feel like, that we are doing it this week because Pedro Pascal was just on SNL this past Saturday promoting.
It kind of worked out.
It did. He was promoting his last show, The Last of Us, or his new show, The Last of Us. And it got me thinking, why the hell was this man not hosting for The Mandalorian? Ever. Because it was his first time he had ever hosted.
He should have hosted for The Mandalorian, but kept the suit on for the entirety of it.
Dude, I hate how as millennials... Steven hasn't gotten a chance to watch it. Go watch his monologue, because that did play a part in his monologue.
I will. I'll make sure to do that.
There's some good skits. If you guys haven't watched it, I happen to just be watching during like the Mario skit. There was a skit where he talked in like an LA accent. Thinking about it, so it's hilarious.
Pedro Pascal escape us until The Mandalorian? How is he just like this hidden treasure? Well, I feel like
it's actually funny. So my coworker, again, she's younger than I, so she's much more hip to everything that's just going on in this world. And there's a whole thing going on where Pedro has like this fan base just is in love with him, right? And I very much get it. I get it. But like on TikTok and stuff, like people make like these edits about him, and it's just funny. And they did a whole SNL skit about it. He's escaped us, but I feel like he's not other people. Like he's just one of those. I'm seeing a lot more of like stuff he used to be in, like Law and Order or Buffy the Vampire Slayer when he was younger. I'm just like, wow.
Okay.
Like, it's one of those careers where you're like, where's this guy been? Well, he's been everywhere. He just never had that role.
Uh-huh. Yep. Gotcha. Okay.
He was in Game of Thrones. Yeah, he's Game of Thrones. And then the Mando is his big one. And then he's in the new series, The Last of Us. He was in something else. Oh, he's in some movies too in the meantime. Dude, it is Pedro Pascal's season. It is. And I'm here for every bit of it.
3 weeks away from The Mandalorian season three.
Oh my God.
3 weeks in one day.
That's just insane. That is insanity. That we're going to have that and The Bad Batch like premiering at the same time. And
oh, is The Bad Batch going on?
See, one of the things I do miss about this whole podcasting thing is people watching videos don't get these behind the scenes moment where you're like, oh, that show is on. That sucks. Like, you just get our reviews or our quick reactions. You don't get like that. Our disdain if it's there. What we're really thinking.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love it so much. Yeah, that's going on. I'm a few episodes behind. I'm going to kind of just binge it one day. And we'll probably release a video where we just like do like mid-season review and then full season review.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to watch 20 minutes of The Bad Batch and then watch 10 minutes of me reiterate what you just watched. Again, unfortunately. But no.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame it on there's just so much Star Wars happening that it's hard to put all your focus on that. I get it. Like, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt in the past on that. But give me everything else.
I just blame it on the same thing I blame everything else on. Like, let's just move away from this 70-year time period. Like, we've got enough.
Okay. That being said, Ahsoka's coming out. That's still roughly in this time period.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I'm at least excited about that one.
That's an exception. We're gonna see Ezra Bridger.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be those old grumpy men on our stoops that yell at these kids in their Ezra Bridger costumes and be like, you don't even know about Ezra Bridger. You don't even know. Do you even know who voiced him originally, huh? Do you? Which, if you're curious, it was Taylor Gray. We have a great panel episode back on our previous episodes if you guys want to go check that out. Plug. Ah, see how I did that? We're professionals. Plug.
He used to be the intro.
He did used to be our intro. We'll have to bring that back. Maybe we'll throw that in this one. Maybe.
That's a good idea.
Great idea. Hopefully I have that file. My
That'd be awkward if you didn't.
If my computer files are anything like my brain. Like, if my brain functions anything like my computer files, let me say that. See, I'm already messing that up. I'm doomed. I've luckily gotten into a habit where I rename things immediately. Like, before I do anything with
that
them.
That wasn't a habit before?
No. No, I was the guy looking through 8GN file 19. I'm like, so what is that, though?
It's so clear to me that like you're not on a computer all day, every day for work.
See, I am for this. Like, I'm at my computer a lot, but
yeah, but you're probably not like scrolling through File Explorer, like saving files. You're not doing that. You're like using whatever software you use for your job, right?
Oh, yeah. I just save stuff from my desktop for my job.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because, like, I only save from my computer, and it's real stupid. We used to have a whole, like, little drive, little file that you could, like, it was called your Q drive, and it went with you everywhere you went. If I logged in a computer in Michigan, it was with me. And then they got rid of it. I'm like, because that's smart. They didn't want...
Oh, man.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to save passwords, as a lot of companies don't let you do, so I had to rename my password file. I named it P1. And so now to get around this, all I do is I make a I make email drafts with my with them on there, and then I just save the draft in my emails.
Nice. Yep.
And then you just and then every few weeks you go in there and you update it or you do something. Like, you literally move something around just so it like doesn't delete. It's great. Great, I've got to figure it out.
Oh man, you're a genius.
Yeah.
Why can't you just save it on like a note on your phone?
Steven, you can't have your phones out of work. It's so unprofessional. It'd be smart.
You text me all day, every day.
hey, shh, shh, they might be listening.
Oh,
yeah, gosh. I do definitely do that.
Oh man, which of the shows and stuff coming out, what are you most excited for?
Mando season 3. Like obviously Ahsoka is really good, but like I have this internal feeling whatever we're gonna get in season 3 of Mando is gonna be, and I know we say this quite often lately, it feels like, but like it might be the best Star Wars we've gotten.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like this series, I started rewatching season 1. This series has done such a beautiful job at like building and telling story slow and steady. Like, you and I were talking about it a few weeks ago, how like they do these flashbacks to when he was a kid, and like we still have not gotten any payoff on that.
Right, yeah.
But like, we've nothing no that bothers clue. You because I feel like they told it so well.
Mm-hmm.
I want this series to go out on top too. So like this could, what if this is the last season?
It might be.
Like 3 seasons seems pretty like that's a good chunk.
Yeah.
You know, you got 3 full seasons. You might be able to tell this story. Cause I mean, I don't know if we're going to see the fall of Mandalore. I don't know what's happening because it looks like we're going to see the fall of Mandalore, which happened after Rebels, right? So like, are we going to get Rebels characters? Which would make sense if we're going to lead into Ahsoka. Like, there might be a lot of stuff happening. And I think
there will be.
It's a broken record, I feel like, me and you, because we keep saying that about every series that comes out. But, like, it has to happen. It has to.
Yep.
What do you think we see? Like, Sabine, right? For sure. We see Sabine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll see Sabine. Maul?
Don't shouldn't, you like, dare.
Shouldn't we? If we're going to see like stuff from Mandalore, like he is such a huge part of that entire storyline. Like I don't, if there's going to be flashbacks and going backwards in time kind of things, like I imagine we see either like maybe they just reference him, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's in there. Like it would not shock me at all.
Yeah. Dude, they can't though. Like, we don't deserve that as Star Wars fans. I'm very openly aware of what Star Wars fans do and don't deserve. It's not that.
I think it's gonna be awesome. I think I have really high hopes for this season. And I just hope it hits the mark. I feel confident it will though. I'm not worried about it. Like other stuff has come out and I'm like, I don't know that they're going to do a great job with this. Like I've come out and been skeptical of things like Andor, for example, but I think they've proven to us that they can do this show and they do it really, really well. But I think you're right. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the last season. I almost hope it is because I don't want them to just play it until it's bad. I want it to be good and have a really clean, nice ending. And this feels like they could end it cleanly, like on Mandalore, bringing everything back together and then move on to the next thing, whatever that next thing is.
Yeah. And I keep saying, granted, I've been saying this for years and I probably will immediately regret it once one of these studios pulls this off. But I want to end where they're on top and it's okay if it's a cliffhanger. Because I would rather that and let my imagination run wild. Or it could even be an ending where like it leaves something small open, but it just, you know what I mean? Like I've been very, obviously, easy to say this now, and I get it. But if like the MCU would have ended after the snap and just nothing else, that honestly would have been the perfect ending. Like it would have made so many people mad. it just, I don't know. Like, yeah, you could have thrown Endgame in there and it'd been a nice happy ending, but no, like, make people like end with Mando with Din Djarin, like him chopping off Bo-Katan's head and sitting on the throne. Like, end it there, because you have no idea if he's a bad guy, which he's not. But like, you have no idea what's happening. Everybody can go anywhere, and you can get the world of fan fiction going again. You can get some more like Legends books.
Yep. Like,
okay, yeah, come on.
That'd be nuts, dude. What an ending that would be.
That'd be so cool.
Do you think we're gonna get more from Grogu moving forward? Like, is he gonna play a role in some way, shape, or form? So here's in the Star Wars universe, we are after Return of the Jedi. We are in that period of time before history repeats itself and the First Order becomes the First Order, right? Like, there's a lot of holes to fill. One might say there is like a monstrous black hole that needs to be filled of information. And it seems like that's what they're trying to do with Ahsoka, with Mandalorian. Like, they're trying to piece this together to make it make sense between Return of the Jedi and Episode 7, right? Like, so do you think Grogu has a role in that? Like, do we see more from him, or what do you think?
I think he's a very key component, because season one of The Mandalorian, we see Dr. Pershing, and he's got the Kamino or the Kaminoan logo. So clearly there's some cloning involved. Maybe they have come out and said that. I don't remember season two. I'm still processing watching. It's been so long. But they're in the process of cloning, which under my assumption as of now is they are trying to make way for the Snoke thing to make sense, because we saw like clones of Snoke in the last year in one of them, and then we saw Palpatine back, which I am very, that is not the original Palpatine body, I do not believe.
Right. Yep. No, I agree.
Right. I think that's probably canon. So that had to do
with, and I think cloning. They've done enough now that's pretty much like a thing. Like, he's a clone that somehow, like, his essence,
spirit
of dark sideness was preserved and then went and inhabited this clone body. Yeah.
So I think, yes, I think all of this is to make it make sense. Kind of looking at the timeline, like the last timeline thing we have before The Force Awakens looks like it's Ahsoka as of right now. And I think that'd actually be a really good ending to kind of, like, I guess if you're going to start doing stories thousands of years after, or even thousands of years before, like they're doing with the High Republic, I think you need to close this chapter, like you've been saying for a long time now. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you need to completely close. I don't think you can go back anymore. So maybe that's an Ahsoka thing, where the final season of Ahsoka is just a final, like, this is leading us into The Force Awakens. And now all I should have to do is watch these three movies and everything's done.
Yep.
You know what I mean? As bad or good as however you felt about the ending of The Rise of Skywalker, right? Mm-hmm. That should be a definitive end. Episode one through that, and then everything we've gotten in the last few years is one thing.
My guess is that they probably wanted to do something with Rey after Episode 9. Like, I'm sure they ended that thinking, oh, we're going to have some storyline that Rey does after all of this, right? But I think the movies were poorly enough received that they're probably just like, we need to kill it there and then fill in the gaps in between and then move on. Like, that seems like what they're trying to do. And so now it's all building towards, how do we fill in the holes of, and it's this cloning thing, right? That's why the Bad Batch is so focused on that, because even back then, the goal was for Palpatine to try to figure out how to live forever, right? Like, that is this like overarching thing that's happening, which is it's fine. It's just, it's just very clearly like patchwork, like, hey, this kind of fits. Let's come back and do this thing. And I'm just like, meh, but whatever.
I'm not gonna, if that would have been if the ending of The Force Awakens or even the beginning of The Last Jedi speculated anything towards Palpatine, the whole thing would have felt way better.
Yeah.
That's just a given.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like, man, if you had a whole overarching thing of him trying to live forever, like if that was made a little more clear in the prequels, even, which I know that wasn't the plan back then, so I don't, I'm
right,
not,
yep,
I'm not putting any blame on that. It would have just felt so much more natural.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I agree. I think all of this lately has been to try to make those movies better, which, as redundant, if that's the word I'm looking for, if it's redundant as that may seem, like, why are we trying to make these movies better when clearly people don't like them mostly? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I think we could
just leave it and do something else.
Yeah. And maybe Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau are going to be the example for the biggest and best retcon we've ever seen of things, you know?
right.
And maybe we get, I mean, if you look at the Ahsoka logo, wow, that's a tongue twister. If you look at the Ahsoka logo, it's like got the World Between Worlds like background and stuff on it, right? So like maybe Ahsoka's the reset. If they're choosing to go down that route, you know, maybe they pull that trigger. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if I'd like it.
Can you imagine what that would look like?
Like, okay, I'm just throwing this out there. This is just off the top of my head. What if, so like, if you've watched Rebels, you know that Ezra walked in between the World Between Worlds and he saw different points in time. He could affect them. He could change them as he did with Ahsoka. Mm-hmm. He pulled her out because Vader was going to annihilate her. Just facts. Just what was going to happen, right?
Yep.
So what if like Ahsoka, what if in this series Ahsoka, what if there's a point or something where like she stops Ben from going with Luke to the temple?
Hmm.
Right? Like just something as simple as that. And then it rewrites the timeline.
Wild.
Or she's like, no, take this child, and like leaves Rey with Luke when she's a baby. Like that changes everything.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, and maybe that is the retcon, and then they do more stuff with Daisy Ridley and Rey. Because
it's nuts. That'd be wonky.
I mean, if there's anyone I would trust with that, it would be these gentlemen. But
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It almost feels like you're safer just like adding supplementary stuff around it to try to make it make more sense. Like, but who knows? I don't know though.
Do you feel like Hail Mary? Like,
yeah,
Hail
Mary. Like, maybe do it. That's a good point. Like, you're not gonna make it worse.
And that's the thing. You're not gonna make it worse,
right?
Yeah.
Because it's exactly. So bad. Like, it's not just, like, kind of bad. It's really bad.
Because there's two conversations that come from this, right? There, in 3 years, we have two different paths in our world between worlds. One is they fill in these gaps, and we are sitting here in 3 years. Man, I just can't believe they didn't have a plan. It was so much more worse, but I'm glad they kind of filled in the gaps and made it a little better. Or there's, I can't believe they Hail Mary'd that. And you know, insert failure
just completely retconned, and
like I don't know, like I hate what ifs. I'm a big, like, I don't like what ifs, so like I'd almost rather them Hail Mary and just fail miserably. But at least I know they tried.
Whereas
the sequel trilogy, they did not, and there's just no arguing that. So
oh, I just don't get how they ended up where they did. I'll never understand it, but
you and I have tried to put out podcast episodes harder in the last 2 months than they did at the sequel trilogy.
And we've done one today.
We've not done any. Exactly. we did not try at all. So
I was gonna kinda take us in a slightly different direction. But I was thinking, like, what's next after, you know, Ahsoka, Mando, like, what are we leading to? And I wonder if we're going to get and it feels like we really might, a Luke Jedi Temple show. With like young Kylo, Grogu, Ahsoka, Ezra making appearances. Like, because what we're going to end up with is all of these characters that are around, but we don't see any evidence of them in the sequel trilogy. And so it's like, okay, Ahsoka, she's a big deal. Like, she would not just be not around in the sequel trilogy time. Same thing with Ezra. Like, the two of them, if we're going to bring them back, and we are, we're going to somehow get them. Like, what's next and what's going to happen with them? And then also there's I think the biggest thing that Disney has going for them is Thrawn.
Their biggest unrevealed thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is the only way that I see that they could actually really start, if they weren't going to retcon things, mm-hmm. Thrawn makes sense as cleaning some stuff up and filling in gaps in a way that I would believe it, and they could make some really good content out of. Like, I know we've talked about it before, but watching a show where Thrawn is reviving the Empire, essentially, but, you know, obviously just calling it the First Order, I'm in on that. I'm so in on that.
Oh, the show called mm-hmm. the First Order.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not? Or something, buddy. You know?
Dude, and that's the thing, because Thrawn is the only person I can see as like a galaxy threat. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like a galaxy-wide threat. Yeah. He knows the ins and outs of the Empire. He was kind yep. of the man. We can say he was Palpatine's right-hand man.
He was. I mean, he's like the next best thing.
Or maybe he escaped the... Maybe he had been him in the shadows during the... original trilogy, you know, that mm-hmm. we don't know about.
Yeah,
because that's a huge yep. time gap from when he went missing. And yeah, I think it'd be a great way to clean some stuff up. You can have him take out some major characters and make it work, make it believable. Mm-hmm.
Kill
the rebels. He could be the one that kills Ezra
and Ahsoka.
I mean, it adds. Wouldn't that make the Rebels show just a little bit better too? Because you know now,
mm-hmm,
in the yeah. end, he does get them. Mm-hmm. Like that because I mean, obviously they bested him for most of that series. You know, they outsmarted yeah. him, but and maybe Hera's the one that takes him out. Like, I don't know, like something crazy like that. Jason Syndulla. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
I like this, but. You know, it's too much. It'll be interesting to see what they do. But I also wouldn't be surprised if they just kind of like give us a little bit with the Ahsoka show, wrap up the Mando storyline, and then like hop out of it. That would not shock me.
Thrawn's going to play a huge factor. I mean, they name dropped him one time, only one time in like the last mm-hmm. 4 years. But we all Isn't remember it very, very well. Oh,
yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Like, I mean,
that was season one, right?
I think so. Yeah. Like episode 5 or 6 or something. She's like, where's mm-hmm. Thrawn? Or I'm looking for Thrawn, which by the way, it's not talked about a lot, but Ahsoka was actually pretty terrifying in that episode.
She's like, awesome, man.
Like she's just in the darkness.
I'm going to go back and rewatch. I wonder if I have enough time to rewatch Mando 1 and 2 before season 3 starts. That's quite the undertaking. I should have thought about
it. I would love to release a video on like, what you missed in season 2 or recap season 2, something like yeah. that on our YouTube channel. See, I love these podcasts. You get a little behind the scenes, like look into our thought process and stuff.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I love the podcast platform, man. I do.
It's going to be a treat. Maybe I don't, it's a treat. See, I'm winging it. I'm thinking of things off the top of my head. I don't want to get out RST. Secrets of the trade here, folks. Secrets of the trade.
I've got one more little thing I want to talk about, and then maybe we'll wrap up here.
Yeah.
Since it's Star Wars Day, I recently finished one of the more recent High Republic show books.
Oh, okay.
It's called Convergence, and it's in Ooh. Phase 2 of the High Republic kind of saga. And so,
okay,
I haven't read all of. I'm really just going through the adult novels. I'm not super into like the young adults ones and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I haven't got through all of phase one yet. But phase two was like 150 years before then, so I was like, that'll be fine if I just skip back to this one. Yeah. And you know, it's okay. There's some of it that I really enjoyed. It's called, the book is Convergence. Some of it I really, really enjoyed. Some of the characters I really enjoyed. I'm just having a hard time, and all the books are the same with the way they tell the story. They really hop around a lot from character to character. I get kind of like lost. They go from like viewpoint character to 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 start it off, and then they like hop back to the first one, but only, you know, they might start with six of them, but only three of them are going to carry through the rest of the book. But like, just don't give me the extra. Like, just give me the ones that matter. Mm-hmm. And don't give me, and like, whatever other narrative stuff you're trying to do with the other characters, just like, tell me that. And don't make it so confusing.
Right.
But
is that for a payoff later, though, maybe?
No, like I think I've done enough of them now that I'm kind of just like seeing it's how they set up the like context of the story and what's going on, but I don't like it.
Just are they just over detailed then in that aspect?
Yeah, I think it's over detailed and confusing, and okay. I just get lost because there's so many names, and it's all like no characters we're familiar with, so I'm not like it's not like people that I know already. It's like
you can't be like John 40, or Tyler,
and yeah, and it's not normal names. It's Vale Zedivar, whatever. It's like wild Star Wars names.
Yeah, right.
You know, and so it's like Jedi Master Creighton Son, and so it's just like, whew, it's just a lot of names. But
that's fair. I get that.
But yeah, I just finished that the other day, and. Yeah, audiobooks, man. It's so much easier that way.
Is that what you're using?
Oh, yeah. I haven't read a real book in a long time.
Yeah, what's a real book? What is... dude, the smell of new books, though. Ooh,
so I do. Special. I do. I love owning books. I own plenty of them. I just don't often read them.
Hey, man, I know you don't...
that I plan to read.
I know you don't watch it. You need to watch Seinfeld. Because I think you would truly understand how... There's an ongoing joke. At least I think it's an ongoing joke. It is in my life, where like anything that could ever happen to you in your day is a Seinfeld episode. And like, I just want you to know how true that is. I need you to watch the series and know how true that is, because like you're talking about like, I just love owning books. Like there's an episode where he's like, I broke up with her. And he's like, that's great. And he's like, oh man, she has my books. And he's like, all right. So he's like, I want them back. He's like, did you read them? He's like, yeah. He's like, then what do you need them for? He's like, because I like them. He's like, then go get them. Like, it just, he's like, I don't understand this obsession that people have with books. Once you read it, you read it.
Like, books are great.
I mean, I do get it with like, I'm same way with movies, but like, I like, that's I buy funny. All my movies digital now, but I love having the physical copies.
Uh-huh.
I haven't bought one in years, but.
Uh-huh.
I need to go buy the Batman. That's what I need to buy. I need to buy that one for sure. Push Shizzle.
That movie was so good.
Dude, I see clips of that movie and I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe I lived through that movie. Like, I can't believe I got to go to the theater and watch that movie.
Like survive through the entire, like survive watching the movie.
you're critical on a lot of things, or like you've said on the show before, I'm a lot more positive, uh-huh. or I give things a better rating, but, and I know we've said the story on the show before, but you finally went to go see it, and what were you, 5 minutes in, and you're like, this is the best movie I've ever seen, like, or whatever,
the first 10 minutes are like, I think perfect. I said the first 10 minutes of this movie are some of the best cinema I've ever experienced in my entire life, because it's
wild,
unbelievable that the intro to that movie is so good.
Like I saw it twice in theaters, and the second time didn't do it justice, and I don't think the speakers were up loud enough the second time, but I'll never forget, dude. I think this is my favorite cinematic like movie going experience, but sitting in that theater in the IMAX, so like it was just louder naturally. And this is the first time I'd seen this many people in a theater since COVID. Like I'm next to random people I've never met. That like that kind of like, you know, seating. Like not a seat between, like next to them. Yep. And I'll never forget hearing those footsteps when they're in like the subway station. And I'm just like, where is he at though? And it just keeps getting louder and louder. And then he comes out and just like whoops them and just and there's no music in that scene. Oh, it's pure perfection.
Oh, it's great.
Oh my gosh. Batman 2 2025, folks. 2025 is going to be absolutely insane. The only way this YouTube show is going to work here with us is if we are doing this full time by then, because there is so much stuff going on in 2025. Guys, I just
is that when all the Avengers movies are coming out too?
Avengers, Fantastic Four,
my goodness,
Batman, I think the Superman movie might come out then that they announced. I think the Joker 2 comes out, which that just, it'll probably make me sad. The first one made me sad. And then, did you ever watch the Joker?
Mm-mm.
Oh, don't do it if you're looking for a comedy. It's pretty heavy. it's very heavy.
I haven't heard that much, yes.
As much as the title would lend you to think you're watching a comedy, there is no joke.
Oh, man.
Oh gosh, I say these stupid jokes out loud, but they've probably been on Reddit for 3 years, 4 years.
I'm sure. Yeah,
I think this has been a pretty successful Star Wars podcast day.
I think so too. I think it was nice, compact, and we hit on some good stuff.
We did. There's a lot we've come up. We came up with a whole new show idea. We literally just wrote and produced a show called the First Order, guys. Well, we didn't produce it.
Yep,
that's a little heavy handed. We wrote it here.
We wrote it. You're welcome, Disney.
You're welcome. Royalty checks.
You can send the checks to my P.O. box.
P.O. box, dude. Don't even get me started on P.O. boxes. On that note, we will see you guys over on YouTube. Go watch, subscribe, like the videos. Like them. Subscribe to the channel. Share it with your friends. And guys, until next Star Wars podcast day, or until at least next time we get on this podcast platform, may the Force be with you.
See you guys.